Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. We've got something a little bit special now. Most of you that listen to The Breakfast Show will have heard me banging on about Stand and Calling over the past couple of weeks. Every single hour I've been telling you the headline acts and all the rest of it. I've actually got the man who organises it on the phone right now. This is Alex Trenchard. Morning, Alex.
Morning. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm not all the better for speaking to you. For people who don't know the background of Stand and Calling, can you give us a little bit of a background for it?
I'm not sure I can remember. It's such a long time ago.
You've got a mind like me.
Well, no. I mean, I think we're coming on to, it's either 13 or 14 years. Forgive me for not knowing exactly. But we threw a barbecue by a swimming pool those years ago. We didn't really know how to build a stage. The first one we built fell over. And
nobody hurt. And,
nobody was hurt. We just had a great time. Roast lamb and DJs by the swimming pool. And over the years, it's grown from that to a festival that now attracts about 17,000 people in Hertfordshire.
Wow. Now, we've already announced some of your headliners, and this morning you're going to announce some more additions to the bill, aren't you?
Yes, so about a month ago, we announced our headliners, Rag & Bone Man, Wolf Alice, Nile Rodgers and Chic. And amongst a whole load of other acts. And then we've kept a few in our back pocket to announce this morning.
So can you tell us?
Well, yes, we're very excited to add as special guests Friendly Fires, who last played the festival in 2009 when they headlined. They're from up the road in St Albans, one of my favourite live bands of all time, so I'm really excited they're coming back. They'll be joined by Rasheen Murphy, which is quite a coup for us, and she'll be supporting Nile Rodgers on the Sunday. And then, in addition, we've also added one of my favourite new acts, actually, Mahalia. And in addition to that, about another 15 or so acts.
Wow, that's quite a, you've got quite a full bill there, haven't you?
Well, we have, absolutely. I mean, in any other year, Friendly Fires would be headlining, as they did last year. As they did a number of festivals last year. So that we've sort of billed them as special guests, almost like a sort of fourth headliner. Another act that actually I'm really excited about is Steam Down, who are almost like a jazz rave band from Deptford.
All right.
And I haven't been down to it yet, but every Wednesday night they put on a night in Deptford that apparently just goes off, and we're looking forward to them playing on our Laundry Meadow stage.
Fantastic.
On the Sunday.
Now, I know this isn't just about groups, because you've got loads of big things going on there, haven't you?
Well, no, it's not just about the music, although this is one of our strongest bills I think we've ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, just to finish the show with Nile Rodgers is going to be fantastic.
That's
on
gonna
the
be
Sunday.
Awesome. How on earth did you get Nile Rodgers to come down and do this?
I don't know. Well, as I said, we've been going for 13 or 14 years, so words really getting round. I'm trying to persuade him to judge our dog show, which is one of the
that
other...
That would be fantastic.
He's very much a dog enthusiast, and so we've got in touch with his management, and we're trying to see if there's any way whilst he can't probably bring his dogs over, that whether or not he'd like to share his love of dogs by judging the dog show. We've proposed that the category could be called the Sheikah's Dog, for example.
I like the sound of that. I love the sound of that.
But dog show is just one of the things that the non-music aspects of the festival. I think we're the only UK festival with a swimming pool. We organise a lot of stuff going on around there. And then we've also, over on the lawn of the Manor House, the festival takes place around the 16th century Manor House, and we use the lawn, and on there we've got an amazing comedy lineup this year, and we've announced Russell Kane, Angela Barnes and Jen Brister.
Wow.
We're very excited about.
I'm not surprised you're excited about that. Trying to get hold of Russell Kane is like rock and roll stuff.
I know. he's been quite easy to get hold of on Twitter, we've found. He also seems to be a dog enthusiast, so there's a bit of a running theme there.
Well, perhaps you can have a bit of a punch-up and the winner gets to judge the dog show between him and Nile Rodgers. I'd pay to see that. I would.
I think people would pay to see that. You're right.
So this is a whole day event. What we're going to do, we're going to finish this off now. Tell us the date and how people can get hold of tickets and how much the tickets are.
So Stand and Corning takes place 25th to 28th of July. Tickets are available via our website. You can still get early bird tickets at the moment for the 3 days, or if you prefer, you can get day tickets. So that website is www.standand-calling.com. But move fast, because the early bird tickets are selling out quickly.
Alex, it's an absolute pleasure to speak to you, and let's hope you get over 20,000 this year.
Let's hope so, Mike, and I'm looking forward to seeing you there.
I will definitely be there. Don't you worry about that.
Cheers. Many thanks.